This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park with our buddy Rob Bradford.
Yay, Brad, baseball.
Hey, and McFarlane. Guess what? Yay, McFarlane Energy.
Oh!
Bradfo is presented by McFarlane Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. McFarlaneEnergy.com.
Yay, do it. Do it one time for me.
Yay, baseball.
Oh.
Oh, McFarlane.
McFarlane.
Damn right.
It makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It makes everybody feel better. Yell McFarlane out there. Yell it.
McFarlane.
You hear that? See, everybody
on
the
I think they yelled it. There's windows, so it's hard, but I think they yelled McFarlane.
It's better than when the Dodgers fans marched down Lansdowne Street. It was so good.
Speaking of that, I was in the ballpark Friday night, and I said to Dan Ball, that might be the most enjoyable electric regular season environment I've ever been to personally. I know you've been to a lot more baseball games than I have, but that ninth and tenth inning, I thought there was going to be a walk-off on the Story hit in the ninth, and then there was the walk-off on Roman Anthony. Alex Cora talked about it. Had a little barb, I thought, at fans.
Oh, I heard you guys.
Little by little, they're catching up to the baseball team. But I've caught up. I'm buying. I thought that was a pivotal baseball game on Friday night coming out of the do we go in the tank and sulk trade deadline?
Oh.
Or are we still good? And they're still good.
Well, yeah, you go back to that, and the first seven innings were like, why didn't you trade for a baseball bat? You know, and
sound like my wife. She's like, I thought there'd be more hits in this game.
More hits in this game.
I'm glad one of you was objective. By the way, he wouldn't feel this way if he wasn't at the game.
Well, I'm going to say this.
I got caught up in the moment.
No, but it was great. Ultimately, it ended up to be a great game, a great atmosphere. And Friday nights are always been awesome. But that's the problem is that they got to get past Friday night. They have to get past Alex, whatever name, Cooper Knight. They have to get past Noah Kahn Knight. They have to get past, you know, and here's, I was saying this to someone on the field just now. I said, you know how the tide has turned and how the fans are more into it than they have been. They had Real Housewives Night the other night.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was.
That was Friday.
It was Bravo Night.
Bravo Night, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And zero people cared.
I couldn't really tell it was happening.
Right.
Like, I was there, and I saw a few people bought hats that said Bravo in a red
Sox. Nobody cared. And last year, they were hanging their they were hanging their hats on them. They were hanging their bedazzled hats
I was wondering where that was going, what we were hanging what on, with housewives.
They were hanging the bedazzled hats on them. But, so I agree with you, and I think that win was so huge because of what happened the day before, what the narrative was that entire day. And then, you know, much like the next day was important, much like Sunday's important, much like, and listen, I mean, last year, people forget this, they won 4 or 5 in the first week of August. So, and they were relatively in the same spot. Now, I do say this, it is different in this respect. Number one, they have pitching, which they didn't have last year. And number two, their schedule, is easy.
Yep.
They have three teams that they have to play who are better records. Houston has a half-game lead on them, but it's Detroit and Toronto, and they're at the very end. Everybody else they have a better record on. You can't ignore that fact. You can't ignore that, to your point, Andy, the crowd is much better. And the best crowd ever was the wild card game against the Yankees 2021.
Oh, man, what a game.
Well, because it was a perfect storm of a built-in Game 7, people pouring beer on their face, that demographic still from the $9 tickets from the COVID, right?
Yep.
And so you didn't have the blue bloods there. And then you have the Yankees fans. And so, all of that, that was the combination. And since then, you've had some smattering of it, but you haven't had any consistency. I think that's what Cora was talking about. He sees this.
Yep.
Like, he sees it. He could say, oh, well, the crowd is electric. Go back. Almost every time he says the crowd is electric, it's on a Friday night. He almost never says it on a Wednesday night.
That's true.
Yep.
But I'll say this. It's like Saturday was good. Sunday was good. I think today will be good. Steve Buckley's out there. Look at him. Legend. All right. But it's
– The Lakers are out here. Legends.
The Lakers. I mean, maybe the best softball team. I guess softball team.
Taylor. Good guess. Good guess.
So the Lakers are going to be like cheering like crazy today. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It feels different. And I don't know. Listen, we can talk about the deadline because this is a whole nother thing about the reality of the deadline and where this is going to lead them. But in the here and the now, it's nice to have like some excitement about the great game of baseball in Boston.
I'll talk about the deadline.
Let's do it.
Two-part question would be, do you believe they did enough for hopefully a run in October? And was there one specific move you were hoping they would make that they did not?
Yeah. So the first question, that's the problem with this, is that you can say, hey, they're winning now. They got these pieces. They'll be okay. But ultimately, when you get to the playoffs, that's what you should be petrified. That's what you should have been petrified at 6:05
right
on Thursday, where you get to important games, you get to the October, and all of a sudden you don't have that pitching. Springfield College sweatpants.
Oh.
Did Steve Buckley return them, or did he pay off a bet?
No, I think it's his neighbor had them or something. Like that. It's the Harvard of Alden Street. But, you know, I think that's the problem. Like, we can sit there and say, since ADBD, before Devers, after Devers, June 16th, the Red Sox, there's no other team in baseball with as many starting pitchers with a 2.8 ERA or lower in baseball. Great. That's great.
So getting rid of Devers made their ERA better.
Exactly. I don't know. I just use that as like a jumping.
That's what the front office.
This is like I said. It's like the BDAD. This is how we define the season, right?
That's what it is.
And bizarrely, like they've been good since then. And the Giants haven't been good. But my point is that Giolito, Bayo, and Crochet right now. What we're seeing. Okay, fine. You get into a playoff series, fine. But I remember Mike Hayes and the Diamondbacks saying when they were making their run. He openly was beating himself up over, saying, I didn't get enough at the deadline. We have to have a bullpen game. Brandon Pfaadt is not necessarily a number three starter. And that's where you could end up. That's the problem of not doing what you're doing. Into your second part, Merrill Kelly, to me, was the guy that was attainable, that the Texas Rangers got uncomfortable to get, and the Red Sox instead were hyper-focused on these other guys.
So, Rob Bradford, I've gotten myself in trouble questioning the information that's come out about the trade deadline and Joe Ryan and different things.
Oh, I always trust you.
Okay. Well, I trust you. So what is your belief? Is it as close as we might think we've heard in Boston? Is it as far away as some of the reporting that's come out of Minnesota? Is the truth somewhere in the middle in terms of Joe Ryan and how close he was to being a Red Sox?
Well, so on the surface, when you say, was it close or wasn't it close? It wasn't close because Minnesota never was being a willing trade partner.
Okay.
That is where I think when you look, take a step back, what is to blame? The Red Sox didn't read that part of it right. Now, when I had said for weeks they're going to be more aggressive than they have that in years past, that is true. Like, that it was true. But, you know, it's like I was aggressively taking the chemistry test in high school and I still got a C-.
Right.
So the problem was, what happened, if we focused on that last hour of the deadline, what the Red Sox had pivoted to, which was going into focusing on the high-end controllable guys, Sandy Alcantara and Joe Ryan. Basically, they were upping the packages to get those. Ultimately, in the last half hour, they say, hey, you know what? We're willing to do this. And by this, I mean Peyton Tolley, Nixon,
Garcia? Password.
No, Garcia, and who's the other one? Oh, my goodness.
Arias?
Arias, thank you. Arias, yeah.
Baseball guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Attaboy.
So not those two not together, but those two with Tolley, and those two with Tolley, and you're talking about other top 10 guys in the Red Sox system.
Yeah.
So from what I understand, they landed at offers that a lot of people would perceive as even better than the Crochet deal. But the problem was that there was no sign from the Twins that they were like, okay, this is what it's going to take. This is where we're – so, and, you know, as
were,
I said –
were they negotiating with nobody?
They were – well, it –
Twins were a tease?
The Twins were like the Twins were like every, and this is where they probably read the room too wrong, is that these deals don't get done. Like, 2 years ago with Dylan Cease. A year ago it was Garrett Crochet.
Yep.
These deals for high-end controllable guys at the deadline don't get done because the teams trading them and can say, okay, keep it coming. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. How desperate are you? How desperate are you? How desperate are you? And that's what they're saying. And they want to see if they get to a desperation, which is like to a level that you can't believe. Now, with the Red Sox, I think had some hope was that the Twins especially didn't want me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Major leaguers. And the Red Sox didn't want to give up major leaguers. So that sort of is a sweet spot. They're like, okay, well, this is a perfect fit. The problem is that whatever the Red Sox were willing to give up, it wasn't enough to say to get them out of the Twins out of the, hey, you know what? Keep them coming. So there you go.
Time now for our league leaders and who's circling the drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. So Boston Red Sox, 19-6 in their last 25 games, rolling. We pass up the Yankees, which is always big around here. Yankees getting swept by the Miami Marlins. And yet, I saw some numbers today, analytics, that said the Yankees still have a better chance to make the playoffs. So, are the league-leading Red Sox, team that is three games away from the best record in the American League, or the Yankees, which is more likely to make the playoffs?
I mean, the way the Red Sox are playing, if you want to do the AD, BD, before Devers, after Devers, because I think it's fair. I think it's a fair jumping off point.
Sure.
Right? June 16th. And you look at the records, and the Yankees haven't played well. I mean, they're significantly under 500. The Red Sox have the fourth best record in the Major League. That's a month and a half. And you've also figured out who you are a little bit. I thought that the Yankees, like, this shows you how stupid the trade deadline is sometimes. I'm like, oh, my goodness, they're going to be spurred on by all these relief pitchers, all this acquisition. And then next thing you know, every single one of those relievers have meltdown for the Yankees. Sad trombone for them.
Yep.
But to answer your question.
Hurt your heart.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so sad.
So the Yankees are circling the drains.
Yeah, I think so.
And the Red Sox are taking off as league leaders, baby.
This is going to be,
by the way, professional.
This is as a tease for the company. This is going to be a good series, man. Like the Royals.
They're as hot as the Red Sox, right?
Like they're also still in it. What are they, three and a half back? Yeah.
So you're telling me I'm getting ahead of myself, maybe looking past the Royals.
Well, I'll come back to it, is that, like, we can't ignore history, which is history says they won the first four out of five games coming out of August 1st last year.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's fun to see all the excitement.
It seems different. You want me to give you the little rundown that I give Ted Johnson when he gets negative?
I do.
So historically, how did Garrett Crochet pitch in those past Augusts for the Red Sox?
I mean, I think you're preaching the choir with everything.
So historically, how did Bregman hit in these past Augusts? Mm-hmm. Historically, how did Roman Anthony hit in these past Augusts? This is where I'm with Cora, my guy, Wednesdays 2:30 here on WEEI Afternoons. This is a different baseball team. This is a better baseball team.
I agree.
Okay, so stop thinking about the history and being negative.
They're still a young baseball team.
Why am I the positive one with Mr. Baseball Isn't Boring?
It's the entirety of baseball, Andy.
I'm excited about the Red Sox.
When I walk out of here, you know what I say? The great game of baseball was a real winner.
Yay.
Yeah. but you're right. I mean, we said this for the last month. That is inarguable. Absolutely. Yeah, look at these kids. See, look how excited they are.
Hey, baseball.
Hey, baseball.
Did that little kid flip you off, or did he give you the
I don't know. I'd take either.
Here, you kids. Someday you'll get a tattoo like this, right? Right? Okay.
We're two for two and tatted up guests.
Oh, yeah. There you go. All the greats.
You got one, Dan?
No.
I don't either.
Here's your chance, Dan.
Okay.
Here's your chance.
Yeah.
I've been going around since I got my Baseballs and Boring tattoo with Joe Kelly, and I asked people, said, if your team, whatever team it may be, your team, the Red Sox?
My team, the Red Sox.
The Red Sox win the World Series, will you get a Baseballs and Boring tattoo? Because before you answer, I can tell you,
yeah,
the guy who comes on with you Wednesdays, he has agreed to do it.
He has?
Yeah.
Really?
You can ask him about that on Wednesday.
On record? Has he done it on record?
We will be asking him about it. So he's either nuts or doesn't think they're going to win the World Series.
No.
Those are the two options for that.
He loves
he's nuts.
He loves the brand. He loves the brand. So here's your chance. Oh, here's, look at, like, he's so sheepish.
I'm all in, Bradfo.
I believe.
Oh, Stizzle do it.
Oh, I'm all in.
That's different. Yeah. You got tats
everywhere. Stizzle getting on his face.
He also agreed that he would put on the Wally helmet if they won the World Series.
He did say that, yeah.
He said, who?
Alex Cora.
Oh, come on. That's not, who cares about that?
That thing's disgusting.
I know.
I would care about
this that. This is next. Come on. Dan hasn't answered the question.
I know. If I could get my answer out, yeah. If
all right. Right. Yeah. All right.
Can I at least choose where?
Well.
I guess.
Where your body or what location? Because I flew out to L.A. to get this one.
Oh,
so.
Did you really? Where
Brag.
Am I? Where am I?
Yeah, I don't know if there was a tournament. That's a whole story.
I get tats in L.A.
I didn't know if it had to be visible or not. Like, it, you know.
Well, where? I mean,
right on my forehead. Good branding.
Where would you right now? If I had to say, I got my tattoo gun. Where would it be?
Oh, jeez, I don't have.
You don't have any tattoos.
I haven't thought about this.
You don't have any tattoos.
I do not.
Back of the calf, Dan.
Back of the calf.
Good news is we're going to talk to Bradfo every week from now on.
Yeah.
So you can have an answer down the road.
Perfect.
Real quick before we let you go, is there a legitimate chance that he gets a tattoo?
Yeah. Sure.
This is a World Series contender.
I mean, it really depends on those pitchers, man. It really doesn't it?
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I'm just looking off into the sky. Say it really depends on the, yeah.
Well, pitching matters in baseball, you're telling me.
Well, no, that pitching matters in baseball. So, yes. And it does. Listen, I want the environment the aforementioned environment that we had in that day, and that really in that playoff run, it's good for the city, it's good for business.
Absolutely.
So, yay baseball.
All right, Rob Bradford, we will talk to you next week. I don't think we have a set time and date
whatever you want,
yet, but
whatever you want.
Our friends at McFarland stepped up to the plate, and we get more Bradfo on WEEI Afternoons.
I appreciate you guys.
Everybody's a winner. The game of baseball is a winner. Yay baseball. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.